When I visited the Southern Tier Brewery last month, I had the chance to spend some time with Matt Dunn, Southern Tier's VP of Operations. Last week, Matt filled us in on the brewery's history from its startup in 2002 and the incredible growth over these last 17 years. Southern Tier's development is the direct result of a stellar portfolio of craft beers and the creative marketing and imagery associated with the Southern Tier brands. One of the best examples of their creativity and imagination is Pumpking, one of five pumpkin-inspired beers from Southern Tier. Pumpking, an Imperial Pumpkin Ale, Warlock, an Imperial Pumpkin Stout, Cold Press Coffee Pumpking, an Imperial Pumpkin Ale with cold-pressed light roast coffee, Rum Barrel-Aged Pumpking, and their newest release, described with great passion by Matt Dunn.
This year we launched Nitro Pumpking in cans, which is really exciting. Pumpking is a great beer, but a Nitro Pumpking is really the way to do it. It is like a slice of pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top. We're doing real widgeted cans. You know, it's not that fake Nitro you see out there. And it's a full Nitro experience. Very fine, thick, meringue-like foam, and a fairly flat beer, right? There's no CO2 in it, so it's really thick and full-bodied and really nice.
Now I'm really thirsty. Well, while Pumpking and its brother beers have certainly drawn a lot of craft beer enthusiasts to the Southern Tier lineup, the brewery excels in making IPAs.
Our number one brand year-round is Overpacked, which is our 15-pack can variety pack. That overtook 2X IPA this year as our number one volume brand. And next year we'll ship almost 30,000 barrels of just that 15-pack can variety pack. It's the number one 15-pack variety pack in the country. And it's been just a runaway success. We were really shocked at how much people want a 15-pack and variety pack. It's got an amazing lineup of beers in it. It has 2X IPA, which is our double IPA. It's one of the older double IPAs in American craft beer. Big 8.2% beer, dry hop with Simcoe and Citra hops. Very hoppy, bitter. It's very good beer. It also has New Juice IPA in it, which is a little lighter at 6%, with Mosaic hops, less bitterness, more juicy, hence the name. We also have the Live Session Pale Ale in there, our 8 days a week Blonde Ale, and Lakeshore Fog, which is our new Hazy Juicy IPA, which is packed with 5.5 pounds per barrel Citra Mosaic dry hop, big tropical citrus Hazy Juicy IPA character.
The only major IPA that's not in Overpacked is Southern Tier IPA, one of the first beers made when the brewery launched in 2002. IPA is an outstanding India Pale Ale with a nice malt structure that showcases the hops in the recipe and provides a wonderful aroma and flavor profile. Next week, in part 3 of this Craft Beer on the Bay series on Southern Tier Brewing, head brewer Jason Hitchcock takes us literally inside the brew house and talks about how Southern Tier develops its recipes and relentlessly pursues innovation. Until then, cheers.